Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology-agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Defining a digital strategy that aligns with your corporate strategy, goals, and objectives is one of the most important things you can do in your digital transformation journeys. However, it's also one of the most difficult things for organizations to do. So what are the top 10 things that create digital strategy challenges and pitfalls along the way? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. And one of the first things we do for clients we work with is help them define their digital strategy and roadmap, help them identify how they can use technology and people and process improvements in a way that aligns with their overall digital strategy, their goals, their objectives, and what they want to become as an organization in the future. However, there's a lot of pitfalls that we see organizations step into, particularly when they've gotten off track and the digital transformation heads in a direction that isn't sustainable. That's where we see these pitfalls the most. So what I want to talk about today are the top 10 things that organizations often struggle with in defining a digital strategy that's the best fit for them. And one thing I'll note is that even though this is a top 10 list, these are the top 10 things you should consider. I'm going to list these in no particular order because, quite frankly, it's hard to rank amongst one another and they're all interrelated. So I'm going to cover all 10 of these in no particular order. One of the biggest pitfalls that organizations fall into is bias. And what I mean by bias is your bias for or against certain types of technologies, or you have biases or blind spots on how things should be done. And this is easy to fall into for a number of reasons. First of all, most organizations and their team members aren't super experienced in digital transformations, so they don't necessarily know what the objective view of the world is in the technology space. Secondly, and even more important, the other reason why bias is so common and so prevalent in the industry is because software vendors are biased. People trying to sell you technology and the related services are extremely biased. And each technological vendor out there has its own ecosystem of biased players that are out there intentionally trying to sell you software, which is understandable enough. But that focus on selling you software creates a certain amount of bias and it creates blind spots into what the strengths and weaknesses are, objectively speaking, for each of the technological options you might have. So in order to overcome this bias, it's really important that you have agnostic and independent inputs into your strategy and planning process. Organizations like Third Stage Consulting that are unaffiliated with and independent from software vendors can be a great way to mitigate that sort of risk along the way. Similar to bias, unrealistic expectations is another cause for challenges and problems in digital transformations. And there's a number of reasons for this, almost too many to get into in this one video, but I'll highlight some of them here. One is that, like the last point on bias, most organizations haven't been through a lot of these digital transformations in the past, so they don't necessarily know how long an implementation is going to take, or how much it's going to cost, or how many resources are going to be required, or how great the risk might be. They don't really know. And then when you combine that dynamic with the fact that you have sales reps that are focused on trying to sell you the positive upside of using their software without necessarily showcasing the weaknesses and the risks and the downside of their product, those two things combined create a perfect storm that creates completely unrealistic expectations. And the reason these unrealistic expectations are such a problem is because people don't know what they're walking into. And organizations oftentimes go in with a view of how long it's going to take or how much it's going to cost or what the risks are, and they find that those costs, time durations, and risks are actually a lot higher than what they plan for, which causes them to fall into a number of pitfalls, which includes not having enough resources on the project, not budgeting enough time, not budgeting enough money, and that creates further downstream problems, which usually leads to cutting corners, cutting out scope, cutting key activities like change management, which I'll get to that later. So those are some of the challenges that come along with or that are symptoms of having unrealistic expectations. So similar to bias, you want someone that is independent and objective that can help you define a digital strategy and roadmap that's realistic and not just based on sales tactics and sales messaging. When it comes to evaluating potential technological options for your digital strategy, there's good news and bad news. The good news is there's a lot of options out there. You have tons of different ERP systems and CRM systems, human capital management, CRM, business intelligence, artificial intelligence, machine learning, all these different technological tools that you can be using to enable your digital transformation. In fact, there's so many that it can become overwhelming. It can be confusing, and it's hard to understand or find the product or products that give you 100% alignment with what you're looking for. And the reason for that too is because it doesn't exist. So the key is to really understand what the best options are for you and do so in a way that's objective and agnostic. And at the same time, you don't want to overanalyze and overthink what types of technologies you're looking for. So on one hand, yes, you have a lot of options out there, but a lot of those options you shouldn't even be considering because they're not good fits for your organization. So you really want to hone in and focus on the systems that are the best fit. And once you do that and you quickly get to a short list of options, you don't want to overthink it. You want to be thorough in your evaluation, but too many organizations get caught up in analysis paralysis. They take forever to make a decision. By the time they get ready to implement, the organization is already suffering from fatigue because it's taken so long and so much effort just to get to a decision. So to the extent that you can avoid this analysis paralysis, that's just going to help you execute on your digital strategy and roadmap much more effectively. Another challenge we see with digital strategies is that the digital strategies and the way they're planned and executed is misaligned with the overall corporate goals and objectives of the organization. So in other words, the organization is going this direction, but the digital strategy that's been defined is going that direction. And when you're diverging that way in two separate paths, you can see how that's going to create a recipe for disaster. And so it's important that you ensure that whatever digital strategy you define, whatever roadmap you've defined, is aligned with your high-level organizational goals, objectives, and priorities. Just to give you a quick example, if you're an organization that's trying to standardize your operations, you want to move to a common operating model, you want each of your locations to have a common set of business processes, a common platform to operate from, but yet your digital strategy defines a best-of-breed approach that looks at different systems and flexible systems that allow each location to have maximum flexibility, you can see how there's a misalignment there. It's not consistent with what the corporate goals and objectives are, what the overarching goals and objectives of the organization are. So it's really important that we define our digital strategy and roadmap in the context of what our corporate strategy is, and that we go through the process of validating and getting alignment between our digital strategy and our organizational strategy.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, next on our list is a lack of internal alignment. And this is similar to the lack of strategic alignment, but more inwardly focused. So here's where we're focused on our key stakeholders and the people within the organization. Are they aligned as a team in terms of where we're going with our digital strategy? Back to the example I gave in the previous segment of the organization that wants to standardize, but they have a digital strategy that leads to a best of breed flexible model. If we take that same example and extend it here, we may find that certain stakeholders are on board with that standardized operating model, but then you have other key stakeholders and internal influencers that want that best of breed or that more flexible, localized model. Nothing wrong with that. It's human nature. We all can't think and act the same way, but we've got to figure that out and we've got to reconcile those differences before we move forward too far in our digital transformation. So going through the exercise of making sure that internally we're aligned and that internally we're aligned with the overall digital strategy, which then aligns with the overall organizational strategy, that's the next step and a really important pitfall that you can avoid by handling this step early in the process. Another common pitfall in how organizations sometimes will define their digital strategy is to not have a specific dedicated work stream that focuses on improving business processes prior to implementing technology. Too often organizations think that they're not gonna have to worry about re-engineering processes because they're gonna put in new technology that's gonna handle the business process improvement for them. And while the technology may enable business process improvements, it's not gonna tell you what you wanna be when you grow up. So operationally and business process wise, you need to define what your business processes are going to be so that you can build the technology around those business processes rather than assuming that the technology is gonna give you the answer of what your processes should be. Now, system integrators and software vendors may tell you that they have best practices and standard business processes and workflows within their software, but the reality is today's enterprise technologies in general are extremely flexible. Even the most basic, mundane business processes have multiple variations. And if you don't have a clear vision of what it is you want to be operationally when you grow up, you're going to have a lot of trouble defining what the needs are for technology. So you want to spend that time up front defining your future state business processes, at least to a certain level, not down to the workflow transactional level, but to the point of being independent and technology agnostic. Once you get down into more granular level of detail, you can certainly wait until you have technology in place or until you're deploying technology to define those detailed workflows. But in terms of your general processes and workflows, you want to define those up front to avoid this pitfall. Just as many organizations wait too long to embark on the business process improvement workstream, many organizations also wait too long to start on the change management workstream. They may think that change is not going to be difficult for their organization, or they have to wait until they know what the technological design is going to look like before they can go through change management. And this is all very misguided. This is all stuff that is a mistake. You want to make sure you define your change management needs up front and start executing on your change strategy and plan as early as possible. And the reason for that is because even though you may think you're just deploying new technologies, you're not just deploying new technologies. You're deploying process changes, organizational changes, changes to job roles and responsibilities. You might be automating people's jobs. That's a lot to unpack and a lot to figure out. And it has a huge impact to humans within the organization. And this becomes even more true as technology advances faster and faster over time. That divide between what humans are capable of and what technology can do just continues to grow. So that leads to more impact to humans the more technology advances. So we have to figure this stuff out. And the thing that will most likely derail your project is not going to be the technology. It's more likely to be the people and the lack of human adoption that derails your project. So chances are, wherever you are in your digital transformation journey, it's definitely not too late to start your transformation, but it's also not too early to start as well. So be sure you start that change management workstream as soon as possible. Now, another challenge with digital strategies is not having the implementation methodology that's best for you as an organization. In other words, you defer to cookie cutter approaches or one size fits all approaches, which software vendors and system integrators are notorious for doing. They come in with their agile approach or their best practice industry focused approach, which you might want to take bits and pieces of what those methodologies are, but they may not fit your organization in totality. And so you want to make sure you tweak or modify the implementation methodologies that your software vendor and your system integrator might offer. Make sure you tailor it to fit your needs in your organization. I'll give you an example. A lot of software vendors now are promoting more of an agile approach to software deployments. Sounds good in theory. Sounds like we're going to go faster. We're going to get this done cheaper. But what that also oftentimes leads to is it leads to a lack of clarity on what our future state is going to be. So back to the earlier example I gave of the company that wants to standardize their operations. If your stated goal is to standardize operations and to have a clearly defined common operating model, then an agile approach probably isn't the best approach for you. You probably want more of a waterfall-based approach, which is the traditional way of handling ERP implementations and enterprise software deployments, to where you can define your business processes and your requirements across the enterprise end-to-end process-wise, so that you can then figure out how technology can enable those business processes. Whereas an agile approach would just take little bits and pieces of your organization and your end-to-end processes and start to deploy technologies throughout the organization, which will likely lead to misalignment with that stated goal of standardizing operations. So that's just one example of how you want to make sure your implementation methodology is aligned with who you are as an organization and what it is you're trying to accomplish, as well as your culture, your tolerance for risk, and a host of other factors that need to be considered. Another big mistake that organizations make is that they confuse transformation with system integrator. They interchange those words. They think that the system integrator is going to do the transformation for them. Now, it's true that the system integrator or the implementation partner or the VAR that you work with is going to do a subset of your transformation, but the real transformation work comes from other work streams that the SI does not do. The SI is typically focused on designing, building, and deploying technology, but your transformation entails not only technology, but it also entails improving business processes. It includes or entails organizational changes and organizational improvements. So you can see right there how there's a disconnect between what an SI does and some of the other activities that need to happen. So you need to make sure that you have a comprehensive transformation plan. The system integrator's work is going to be one work stream within that plan, but you need to make sure you augment what they do with other activities like change management, like process improvement, the overall program management, and the project governance controls, the data migration, the system architecture, the integration of systems. All that stuff is stuff that the SI typically doesn't do or doesn't do well. So you don't want to confuse system integrators' work with transformation, because those are two different things. Although the SI is a subset of transformation, they're not one and the same. Now, last but not least, is the failure to recognize risks. Too many organizations go through the process beginning with defining their digital strategy and roadmap, and they fail to recognize the risks that are inherent within their transformation. And to be clear, every organization, literally every organization that goes through a digital transformation has material risks that they need to consider and that they need to mitigate. So the key is, how do we anticipate and proactively identify those risks so that we can mitigate them before they become a problem, or before they derail the project, or before they become something that we can't overcome? And the problem is that most organizations and most project teams and even most technical and digital transformation consultants aren't good at recognizing risks ahead of time. They don't identify the risks in most cases until they start to feel the pain. They recognize the risk and the fire is burning out of control and it's hard to contain, if not impossible to contain. So you need a very solid risk mitigation plan, a quality assurance framework that allows you to proactively identify those risks so that you can effectively manage those going forward and mitigate those going forward. So I hope this has given you some things to think about as you define your digital strategy and you start to look at what your roadmap's going to look like on your digital transformation journey. These are the 10 biggest pitfalls that you should be aware of and conscious of as you're defining that plan. And for more best practices and lessons learned for digital transformations, I've included a guide to digital transformation, a link to that below. I encourage you to download that. You can download it for free off our website. Check that out. It'll provide you a lot more reading, a lot more background to augment what I've talked about here today. I've also included links to a number of other resources that I think will help you in your digital transformation as well. So I hope you found this information useful. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.